towards the bottom of the daf. Shemen, we hear in the Mishnah, the shear of shemen is kidei losaych eiver kot. The amount that is necessary to smear a small eiver. Now, this eiver cotton is very vague. We could learn that the speaking of the cotton is explaining the size of the eiver. It is not explaining for what kind of person who has this eiver. Or it means an eiver shell cotton. Maybe it means an eiver of a cotton. And then the Mishnah is not explaining what size the eiver is. Or it could be a third mahalach. It could be an eiver cotton, shell cotton. Omri devei Rabbi Yana. So devei Rabbi Yana, I said, pshat in the Mishnah, shemen kidei losaych eiver cotton, shell cotton. Even though the lashon of the Mishnah is unclear, afal pikein, we can assume that the Mishnah means that it should be enough shemen that is able to smear an eiver cotton, shell cotton, of a cotton ben yoimai. Rashi says, eiver cotton, echot mi pirkei etzpak tane. One of the parokim of the chalokim of the etzpak tane of the pinky. That is what Rashi says. The Rambam Shita is the pinky of a foot. Others say a whole etzpak tane. But so that is three shittes in eiver cotton, in shell cotton ben yoimai. Avar cotton ben yoimai. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks Akashe, we learned in the Baraisa, shemen kedei losaych eiver cotton, ve cotton ben yoimai. So the Gemara in the Havamina learned pshat, that this is speaking about two different cases. My love, eiver cotton, the godel. And eiver cotton of a godel. The eiver godel shall cotton, and an eiver godel of a cotton ben yoimoi. So memele, so we see claw, not like the vei Rabbi Yanai. Omri lecho de vei Rabbi Yanai, loy. Horikoma pshat in the Bereise is as follows. Shemen kedei losaych eiver cotton, and the vav means vishel cotton ben yoimai. Fakert, eiver cotton, vishel cotton ben yoimai. That's the vav. Vikotten means ushel cotton ben yoimai. Fakert, the Bereise is more explicit than the Mishnah, and the Bereise is explaining that the shir is Sai the Aver is cotton, and Sai the Gavre is also a cotton ben yoimai. So the Gemara asks, Leima ketanoi. Vishtik teire, that Rabbi Yanai said, that the shear is, Sai the Aver has to be a cotton, and Sai the Gavre is a cotton ben yoimai, Leima ketanoi. We learned in Amachloikis Tanoim in the Barais. One Tana says, Shemen, kedei losaych eiver cotton, ve cotton ben yoimoy, divrei Rab Shimon ben Alosa. Rab Nosen oimer, kedei losaych eiver cotton. So we have here klor amachloikis. Now, Rab Shimon, Rab Nosen says, the loshen of the Mishnah. Rab Shimon ben Alosa says, the loshen of the Barais. Now, if we will assume the way the way Rab Yanai said, that the kefal haloshen means to say eiver cotton ve cotton ben yoimai, so memele so my love, so then it will be as follows. Mahokim iflagi, Rab Shimon ben Elozer sova eiver cotton shell cotton, in Rab Nosen that is chaylik, so koch Rab Nosen holds sova eiver cotton the godel, that shatn eiver cotton the godel. Oyeva godel the cotton. We see there's a machloikis. So a kolchach. So what is pshat in the Gemara's kasha? Leimo ketanoi. So the Gemara is saying as follows. That means till now we accepted what the Mishnah said. Eiva cotton. And the way Rabbi Yanai said that it doesn't mean it means eiva cotton shall cotton ben yoimai. And we thought there's no shaila about it, even though the lashon is very unclear. But now, leimo ketanoi al kaponim, now we see there's zichra machloikis. So leime ketanoi, so what is the kasha? So it seems that al kaponim Rabbi Yanai is halach is a machloikis tanoi. It's not a dava muskif, it's a machloikis tanoi. Of al kaponim we see, al kaponim there's one tana that does hold like Rabbi Yanai. Whatever the loshen might mean, one of them holds like Rabbi Yanai, but it is a machloikis tanoi. Avleva cotton shall cotton ben yoimei loy. Rav Nosson holds that an eva cotton shall cotton ben yoimei loy. So the Gemara says loy. Fakert, it is not muchach from this machloikis that al koponim one tana holds like the vei Rav Yanai. It could very well be the kuli alma eva cotton the cotton ben yoimei loy. It could be that everyone disagrees with Rav Yanai. Such a small shear of either cotton, the cotton ben yoimai, zicha doesn't have achshivas. The lesser the rabbiana. You don't have a raya from the baraisa, al kaponim one tana holds like rabbiana. And it could be, what is the machloikis tanoim, bohoche bohoche miflegi, rabshimim ben alozo sova, either cotton the godel, either godel the cotton ben yoimai, ki adodini. Both are the same. So that's at Eva Cotton the Godel. That is the Kefal Aloshen Eva Cotton. What was the Lev Geshemik and the Lost Eva Cotton? The Cotton Ben Yoima. So it means Eva Cotton the Godel, Eva Godel the Cotton Ben Yoima. And he holds this is the same Shia. Ki Adodi Nino. Rab Nosen Sover Eva Cotton the Godel Ein, Eva Godel the Cotton Loi. Ben Yoimai Loi. So that is the machloikis. Could be the small shear that Rabbi Yanai said, Eva cotton, the cotton ben yoimei, everyone holds is not choshev enough. Now the machloikis of Shimon Elozer Rav Nosson is as follows. Rav Shimon Elozer holds that Eva cotton, the godel, that means, let's say, a pinky of a godel, the Eva godel, the cotton in a shoulder, an arm, of a cotton ben yoimai is ki adodi ninu. Agavulcha the chaydish aviv asks, how could one say the ki adodi? Vinish vi, an arm of a cotton ben yoimai is larger than a pinky of a godel. So he says, could be the machloikis is, you don't measure in size, you measure in the amount of shemen that is necessary to smear it. Since the skin of a cotton is very delicate, so it could be a smaller amount of shemen is necessary. Masha'enkein, the skin of a godel is tough. So in order to be successful in smearing it, you need more shemen. So that is the machloikis. Rav Shimon ben Elozer holds that we have one of these two shiurim, and lemaisa both are equivalent. And Rav Nosson holds that they're not equivalent. He holds Fakert that Eva cotton the godel. Fakert, that is the shear. Eva godel the cotton is not the shear. So Mamela, so where are we up to now? So we have to, so could be, from this Baraisa, the Gemara wanted to say, Leime ketanoi. From this Baraisa, al kaponim, we see one Tana holds like the Rabbi Yanai. The Gemara says, you don't see anything from this Baraisa. It could very well be that none of them hold like Rabbi Yanai. So the Gemara says, "My havi alo, toshma disanye Rav Shimon ben Elozer Omer, shemen kedei losech ever cotton shall cotton ben yoim." So the Gemara says we have a different baraisa that we see clearly that the way we had wanted to learn pshat Rav Shimon ben Elozer is the right way. That Rav Shimon ben Elozer holds ever cotton the godel the cotton ben yoimai. Eva cotton shall cotton ben yoimai. That is the shear. That is the shear. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, the godel shall odom godel. Godel is shall odom godel. Vahai cotton a eva koi. This is going on the eva. It's an odom godel, and they're speaking about the eva cotton shall odom godel. Inami Eva Godel shall cotton. Vahai cotton a gavre koi. The cotton is explaining the gavre. Veloya Eva. So the Gemara says, loy. That's not true. Ve cotton akula milsakoi. It is going on the whole case. Ever cotton shall goof cotton. It's explaining the case. It's not two cases. The Rav Shimon Vachi comic they lost it by ever ve cotton yehe aguf ben yoim. Rav Nosson Sobel chat cotton amrinen oya ever oya goof. Avol tre kutni loy, but not two, but it shouldn't be two small in yonim, a cotton, ben yoimen and aver cotton. Hachi garsini, the kula alma aver cotton, shall cotton ben yoimen loy. Could be everyone disagrees with Rabiane. The lesser lid Rabiane. Rab Shimon ben Alozo, oi oiktoni. Oi aver cotton shall godol, oi lehefer. Ve kula chachi yuru. Toshma, the Rabiane tanoi. Rabiane is a machloikes tanoi. Zogt Teisves. Der Rab Shimon ben Elozer sova eiver kotten shel kotten ben yoim. So the Gemara wanted to say that it is a machloikes tanoim and Rab Shimon ben Elozer holds like Rab Yana. Teime. So Teisves asks the other rabbi. Ibchem mistavre. Lechaire, if you have here a machloikes, so it's mistavre that Rab Nosson is like the way Rab Yane, and not Rab Shimon ben Elozer. Why? The comma aver cotton, mash mitvei shel cotton ben yoimai. The word aver cotton is more mashme that everything is cotton. Me Rab Shimon ben Elozer, the oma aver cotton, the cotton ben yoimai. Where do we see this? The le'el porich a Rab Yanei. Let us see, what is the Lashon HaMishnah? The Lashon HaMishnah, it says aver cotton. And Aver cotton alone, Rabbi Yani said pshat in the Mishnah, that it means Aver cotton shall cotton ben yoimi. That's the type of Aver cotton. The Gemara had asked Akasha Rabbi Yani from a Bereise, that the Bereise says Aver cotton ve cotton ben yoimi, weißt du ist nicht wie Rabbi Yani. The Le'el Porach Rabbi Yani, the Meforish Aver cotton, the Masnis Aver cotton shall cotton ben yoimi. The have a kilishne de Rab Nosson. This is mamish the same lashon of Rab Nosson. In the pirish of Rabbi Yana and the Mishnah was ganz fine. We asked Akasha mi bereise diktoni bo kilishne de Rab Shimon ben Elozer. So al kaponim from the beginning of the sugya we see that the lashon aver cotton is more masim to the halach of Rabbi Yana then the lashon of aver cotton, the cotton ben yoimoi. Forget the Gemara is the kasha from the bereisa and rabbiane. So me mele, now if I have a machloikes tanoim, one says aver cotton, and one says aver cotton, the cotton ben yoimoi. So me staver is Rab Nosson that says aver cotton, that is like rabbiane. And Rab Shimon ben Elozer that says aver cotton, the cotton ben yoimoi, is not like rabbiane. And the Gemara says, punkt verkehrt. That Aver cotton, the cotton ben yoimai, is like Rabbi Yanai, and Aver cotton is not like Rabbi Yanai. The Yeshleima, so the Gemara, Taisus answers, that's true. The Gemara and the Havamina before the Teretz, the Gemara held Aver cotton is mashm, Aver cotton shall cotton ben yoimai. And Aver cotton, the cotton ben yoimai is talking about two different fellows. About the Lamai, the Mishani, but after the Gemara answered it, so the Gemara accepted the Teretz. Have a svare ibre, now the Gemara holds verkehrt. The knockout, oh, I can the masik lel, so verkehrt. I accept your teretz, verkehrt. Eva cotton, the cotton ben yoimoi, is an explanation, sai on the size of the Eva, and sai on the size of the Gavre. So verkehrt, this lashon is more masim to Rabbi Yanai. So therefore, the Gemara wanted to say, leime ketanoi, so it would come out that Rab Shimon ben Elozer is like Rabbi Yana, and Rab Nosson is not like Rabbi Yana. The is sefarim, the gorsi ipche. The are sefarim that taka agayres vaker. So according to the sefarim that agayres vaker, so it comes out that Rab Shimon ben Elozer is not like Rabbi Yana. Rab Nosson is like Rabbi Yana. That was the girsa. And if the Gemara says loy, so what is the Gemara Mechadish? That Rab Nosson is also not like Rab Yanai. That's the whole chilik. The is svarim, the gosi ibche. The ain nire. Da hamasik, da Rav Shimon ben Elazar, eive katan shal katan ben yoime. Because the maskanis, that Gemara is, that Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds mamish like Rav Yame. Ola mai de goris ibche, and if we're goris vakert, loi havi ke maskane, v'loi lefi de maisi hashne, v'loi lefi masha, loi havi ke maskane, loi lefi de maisi hashne, v'loi masha doicha loi de kulei almon. That means if you geiris fakel, so the Gemara and the Havamina held Rav Shimon Elazar zichen not like Rav Yanai. The Shailas maybe Rav Nosson is like Rav Yanai. And the Gemara says no, Rav Nosson is also not like Rav Yanai. But there was no tzad that the Rav Shimon Elazar is like Rav Yanai. And all of a sudden the Gemara says, my Havi Elazar Rav Shimon Elazar is like Rav Yanai. So that is not the derech of the Gemara. That the whole shackle of Itaya, the Gemara Nishkechol and Rav Shimon Elazar should be like Rav Yanai. And the Maskon is God, Pumfakert, Rav Shimon Elazar is the Tana like Rav Yanai. So therefore, Taisvis does not want to be Geiris, this Gilsa. Zog the Gemara weiter. Mayim kidei losheif bahen es hakilo. In the Mishnah it says, the amount of Mayim that one is chayiv, is kedei loshev bahem es akiler, that it is enough to dissolve the medicine that is used for a plaster on the eye. So if you have enough water to dissolve this medicine, you're chay. Dei loshev bahem es akiler. Amar Abai. So Abaye came and asked a pertinent kasha on the Mishnah. Michdei. Let us see. Kol milse. The shchiche v'loy shchiche. If something, if there's an article that has two tashmisha, one tashmish is shchiach. It is many times used for this tashmish. One tashmish is loy shchiach. It is not used too often for the second tashmish. And now we're clearing what is the shir hoitzo on this article. Do you cheshbin with the shchiach dike tashmish, and there's one shir? Or do you cheshbin with the non-shchiach dike tashmish, which has another shir? So Abai says as follows, Kol milse de shchiche veloy shchiche, ozol rabonon bosol de shchiche. Lekula. That means I assume that the shimush hashchiach of this article, that's what the article is aimed to be used for, and the shir for the shimush, that is the shir eitzo. Even though there is possible to use it for another shimush, and then there'll be a smaller shir, which will be chashuv for that shimush, but since the shimush hashchiach is shimush aleph, so I assume that this article is oimid for shimush aleph, and the shir that is necessary for shimush aleph, that is the shir itzo. So kol milse, the shchiche v'loy shchiche. It has a shchiach tike shimush, and it has a not shchiach tike shimush. So chazazul rabbonon boso the shchiche. The rabbonon said, so what is the shir? The shir is you go boso the shimush ha-shchiche. Likule, even though the other shimush has a smaller shir, but it's not aimed for that shimush, it's aimed for the shchiach tike shimush. So you go basa de shchiche lekula. That is if one shimush is shchiach and one shimush is not shchiach. Shchiche u shchiche. What if you have two shimushim and both are shchiach and one is a larger shir and one is a smaller shir? Then ozel rabbonon basa de shchiche. Then you go basa de shchiche lechumre. You go both are shchiach, so then you go lechumre. If this article has two shimushim and both are shchiach, and one is a smaller shir, so we assume that the smaller shir is chayiv by etzo. So now the Gemara starts explaining. Yayin. Let's speak about yayin. Shisiyosai shchich. It is shchiach to use yayin for drinking purposes. Refuosai loy shchich. It is not shchiach, we'll see why in Rashi, it is not shchiach to use yayin to dissolve the kilur. It's not shchiach to do that. It's more shchiach to drink wine than to use it for medical purposes is ozel rabbonon boso shesiyose, the shchich. Lekula. So therefore, Chazal say, so yayin is oimid more for drinking purposes than for medical purposes. So mebeila in the shia for drinking purposes is kedei mezigis kais yofe. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. So even though if one would reckon with the refuadike potential of yayin, and you could dissolve the killer in yayin also, so the shir would be much smaller, afal pikein, that is not the shimush hashchiyach, you go basa the shimush hashchiyach lekula. That is why the Mishnah says that by yayin, the shir of yayin is kedei mezigas kais yofe. Before we go further, I'd like to make one shtickel he'ore. This is a memra of Abaye. Tosfos on Daf Ayin Zayin Omed Aleph said a very interesting shot in Abaye. Tosfos said as follows. Tosfos said that Abaye holds that the shir kedei mezigas kois yofa means a revius of yayin chai. A revius of yayin chai, and Tosfos also said that a revius of yayin chai, that is the shir only if it is kosher for a kaishal broche. If you have yayin that's not pogum and a goy didn't touch it, then the shir is a revius of yayin chai, that is the Mishnah. If you have yayin that is not roi le kaishal broche, so the shir is much larger. So, l'chayra, I have a shtikal ha'ora on the Loshana Gemara. If we are saying the two shimushim of yayin, and we are speaking of the Mishnah, the shir of the Mishnah, according to Abaye, is not a shir shtir. The kaishal brocha, you have to drink maloy lugmov. The shir revius is not a shir shtir. If a person wants to drink wine, so the shir is much greater than a revius. The shir of a revius of yayin is, it's a shir of a kaishal broche. Fakel, that is a chshivis. People are matzniya yayin, they should have yayin for kaishal broche. So, I only have a or on the Loshon HaGemara. When Abai is explaining, you have two shimushim, shisiyosoi shchiche, urufuosoi lo shchiche, the vote is not shisiyosoi. The Mishnah is not speaking about the shir of shtiyah. Because if you're speaking about the shir of shtiyah, it's much more than a rabbis. The Mishnah is speaking about the shir of koishel broche. So say, bilcho koishel broche shchiyah, refuah lo shchiyah. It's not, the lechere, the vote is not shisiyosoi. That is not the shir shtiyah. Taisa says the shir shtiyah is much more than a rabbis. Lo'ira bossi. Al-Koponim, but let us get back to what Abaye is saying. So Abaye is saying, if something has two shimushim, a shimush ha-shchiche and a shimush to-loi shchiche, you go boso, the shimush to-shchiche, afilu le-kula. Cholov, achilosoi shchiche. Cholov, achilosoi shchiche. Refuosoi loi shchiche. It's very interesting. Al-Kaponim, the way it says in our Gemara, Cholov is not considered drinking. Cholov is considered eating. Kedei gmi is considered an achila. Agavucha, the rach is geirish yisiyosai. But al-Kaponim, the way the Gemara says, Cholov achilosa ishchiche, refuasa ilo ishchiche, is ozul rabbonim bosa achilosa. So that's why by Cholov the shir is kedei gmi, which is much larger than the shir of achila. Loshev bayas achila. Also, because achilosa ishchiche. Dvash, now let's go on the third thing. Dvash, achilosa ishchiche. The achila of dvash is shchiach. Refuasa ishchiche. The refu is also shchiach. It is used, dvash is used to make cakes, to make cookies, to smear on bread. It's also used as an ointment on a kosis, on a boil. We'll see, Claude, what this means, achilas eshchicha for was eshchicha. But both are shchiach. These are two shchiach diketashmishim. Ozo Rabbonon, Bosol Refuosel Chumas. So you have two Shir to Katashmishim, and one Tashmish, the Shir is minute, so Memele, Legabe Yitzo, we hop on this Shir Lechumra. So Memele, we understand now, the Gemara just went through the Mishneh to explain why by Yayin V'cholov you go Bosol the Shir Shtiye V'achila, because that's the Shimosh HaShchiche. And why by Dvash you go Bosol the Shir of the Fue? Because since both are Shchiyach, you go Lechumre. So forget, I understand that very good. Elamayim. Mirdei, let us see. Shisi yosai shchiche. It is very shchiche to drink water. Refu wasai loy shchiche. The refu is not shchiche. My time ozol rabbonon basa refu wasai lechumra. Why did the Mishnah say that the shir of mine is kdei loshev boyas akilo, which is a shir refu? Why didn't the Gemara say the shir is a revius, which is a shir shtir? Amar Abaye Beglilishon. We'll see there are three pshatim, four pshatim, Beglilishon. We'll learn the pshatim. And Rav Amar Afilu Taimo Bishar Mekoimeis Kedishmu. Amar Shmuel Kol Shakyanu Masu Umetalali. Levar mimaya de masu veloy metalalo. Let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Michdei. Kol milse de shchiche veloy shchiche. Kol sheshiyaru chachomim leinyin Shabbos. Whatever the chachomim were mishayil in yin Shabbos. That has two tashmishim, chad shchicha v'chad loy shchicha, ozel rabbonon kiyurin basa de shchicha. V'afilu hi kula, even by going after the shchicha de kishim, it shall be a kula. Sheshiyur ha-godol, comes out a big shir, omrinin stomei loho ovid. The article is oimid for the shimush. Since it is also chazi for a different tashmish, which is a smaller shir, nezel baschol lechumre vafopi deloy shchich. We don't say that. We take the shchir de kishimush, and we take the shir of that shimush, and that's the shir eitzor. Shchich o shchich, the heiche de shchich tavayu, ozline lechumre umeshairinen b'shiyur ezut. Then we go lechumre. We are Mishaya with the smaller shir. Both are shchiach. We are Mishaya with the smaller shir. So the Gemara says like this. Bayayin refu osoi loy shchiach. Kigoin. What is the refu of yayin? Loshuv by kilo. To dissolve in it the medication of kilo. Ba'af al gav de chozilo. Ah, you could use wine to dissolve the medication. It dissolves very well. So Rashi says, but the ike, the Ovid Bachalav Bachalav Isha. There are others that use the milk of a Isha. That's what we had before on Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. That's the shear of a Chol of Isha. The Ike the Ovid Bachalav Bachalav Isha. The Ike the Ovid Bemaya. Others make Bemaya. The Chosin Alayayim. Shedomov yekorim. Hilkach. Ozel boso shisiyose. Therefore, since, when one will take a census, how many times does one use yayin to dissolve medicine? It's only taken into consideration. Nope. There are other liquids which are used to dissolve the medicine. Sometimes you use water. Sometimes you use the milk of an isha. So memele, in medicine alone, you do not have a shchiach dike, a roiv shimush of yayin. Because there are other refinim how to dissolve the medicine. Hilka, so in medicine, it is not shchiach. Because there's other liquids which are used. Hilka, ozil, bosa, shisiyosoi. So therefore, will go boso the shimush of shtiyas yayin v'shiyaru b'chdei meziges koitz. V'hafal gav d'lekule. Even though by speaking about that shimush of drinking wine, we're saying a kula, sheyesh kan shir godl, but afal pikein, since this is the shriyachdike shimush, in using it to dissolve medicine, this is not the ideal liquid for medicine. There are other liquids which are also used. V'chein cholov. Now let's go to the second case in the Mishnah, milk. Nami chozi l'achila. It's chozi l'achila. That's a shimush ashkichet. V'lo shiv kila. You could also use it for dissolving medicine. Obo mil lo shkichet. This is also not the main liquid that is used for dissolving medicine. Shreyaf ha-mayim ru'uyim l'kach. V'yeish oisim imayim. She cannot say this is the key liquid to dissolve medicine. So memela in medicine, it is not the key liquid. And in achila, it's a machel. Ilkach ozo rabonon bos achilosa. Vishi yuri b'chdei gemiyah. Vafo gav de kula, even though this is a kula. Dvash refuwasa ina mishchiche, shein mashke acher roi likosis. Now here we see Rashi says a gewaldike yesod in the sugya. Chusun si taisus was not noches to this. But Rashi is saying as follows. That means Rashi is saying that even though if you're going to go to a wholesaler who sells dvash to the bakers, to the grocers, and to the drugstores, and we'll ask him, Rabbi Yid, who are your biggest customers? Izicha will not tell him that the drugstore is the biggest customer. Because the drugstore, a tenth of an ounce you sell in a small jar, that's for a kosis. And he doesn't do too much business with the drugstore. The barrels of honey are sold to the bakers and to the grocery. Aval pikein, Rashi says this is called shchiche, because Rashi had another pirush in shchiche. Shchiche means, but in this refue, all doctors prescribe dvash for kosis. There's no other refue for it. So, v'shteitzach boruch Hashem, there's more healthy people than sick people. And there's more, but in this shimush, it has a usage of refuah, and refuah, this is the medicine. This is what is used. Nothing else is used. V'shteitzach, in cakes, this is used. In dipping apples, Rosh Hashanah, this is used. And in medicine, this is used. But each shimush is called a shimush t'shchiche. So, memeile, that is what Rashi says over here. She'ein mashka acher roi lekosis. There's no other ointment which is good for a kosis, for a boil. So then we go lechumre. Hoil v'tavayu shchichon. Since all these tashmishim ashchiach, lechumre be'ina l'shirayu. Now the Gemara is the kashe by Mayim. Mayim, so the Gemara says, shisiyosai shchich. You drink water. Refuosai loy shchich. Why is it loy shchich? So Rashi says the same shtik teire. Sherei shar mashkin ruin lekach. Again, as to use it as a liquid to dissolve medicine, there's competition. There's other mashkin also ruin. V'yei shofin kiloi b'shar mashkin. Others use kiloi for other mashkin. With other mashkin. Again, this is not the main liquid that is used for kilo. There's competition. Others use yain, others use cholov, others use orange juice. There are other mashkin that can be used. So the mele, since this is not the most shchiach dike liquid for medicine, and there's no shchiach dike liquid for medicine, but each one is an outnumbered one, because there are others which are also used. So it is not called the shchiach dike liquid for dissolving killer. Most people drink water. A person doesn't, when he's thirsty, he doesn't drink a bottle of wine. Wine is used for the sude. That's a bekoved dike drink, but that is not to quench one's thirst. So memela, So memele, so mayim is shchiche l'shtiye. Mayim is not shchiche for refue. So why did you hop on the shear of Loshef Esakila? That was Abayis Kasha. He could not figure out Pshat in the Mishnah. So on this Kasha, there are two Terutzim. Biglila Shonu. Before we see Rashi's Pshat, let us see. There's a Perish Ha'oruch, and there's a Perish Rabbeinu Chananel. Let us see the Rabbeinu Chananel. Va'ahada Rabbaye b'deglila shonu. Kloima mei golil shehein yiduin shemeilin la'ayin b'kile. That means the Mishnah is not speaking about all water. He's not speaking about Spring Valley water. He's speaking about mei golil. This is the water from Golol, Shehein Yiduim Shemayilin La'ayin Bekila. Shehein Kemei Dekolim, Shehein Yiduim Shemayilin Liroika. That means there were certain waters that came from certain places that they were Yodua, they were the ideal liquid for Refuah. So again, that's what the Gemara says. Mei Dekolim, Mei Golol, that you'll find back in the drugstores. Again, this has in itself a koyach harefuah. It is not only a liquid that dissolves the killer. This itself is also merape. Begolil shonu. So the Mishnah is telling us there is a certain water that is oimit, that fakert, that is shchiach for refuah also al kaponim. So then you go lechumre. That is Rashi's. That is the Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat, the Oruch's pshat. Let us see Rashi. Beglila shanu, Rashi has another pshat. Shehein aniyim. In the Golil, they were very poor. Umakpidim bedova muet. And when a person is poor, he cannot be breit. So they were makpid even on a mashu. Vechosin al yayin vecholov. Therefore, they would never use yayin or cholov loshef baikila. They would never use wine, even if it means a tenth of an ounce, they wouldn't use a tenth of an ounce of yain or a tenth of an ounce of cholov, loshev baikila, because it was very precious yain v'cholov. Ve'ein shofen elo b'mayim. So this was the only liquid in the Golol. They did not use any other liquid to dissolve the kila, only water. Because this was the cheapest medicine. This was the cheapest liquid. And they couldn't afford to use any other liquids. The hilka refuwasinamishumra. So according to Rashi, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that mayim in Golil is equivalent to dvash. Just like by dvash we said. Even though if we compare the complete usage of dvash, that sicha the bakers and the grocers buy much more than the drugstores, afal pikein, but since dvash is the only refuah for kosis, so that's called tashmisha shriche, so in Golil, the only liquid which was used to dissolve the killer was mayim, so that's called refuah shriche. This is the liquid used for refuah. It's not outnumbered by any other liquid. This was in Golom. That was Rav's Teretz. That was Abayis Teretz. Rav said a Teretz that afilu teime b'sham ekoimis kedishmur. What did Shmuel say? Kol shakyani, kol mashkin, sheshofen buhukila. Any liquid that you will use to dissolve the kiloy, masu achayli. It will heal the chayli. It works. But, umetalali, misachichin al hayayin. It leaves over a film on the eye. Umayne marisoy. So even though it's very good for the machle, but lemaise, using such a liquid, it leaves over a film on the eye, and it hampers his eyesight, umayne marisai. At and you use this pretty often, sheyichla marisa legamri, it will get one coating on top of another coating until he'll be completely blind. Mipnei shehein oven, because these liquids are thick, v'niglodim, and they stick, kimin devek shekoyren gluzaya. So the mice, even though it takes care of the machla very well, but it'll be a blind, healthy person in the long run. So memele, that is by all other liquids. Bar mimaye da'adifi mikulu. This is much better than all others. The masu, this is merape, abavaloi metalali. The water does not leave over a film or a coating. Shenivloi miyad, oinigvimayo, v'loi nigladim al gav ha'ayim. So memele, so what is the Gemara's teretz? So the Gemara is now coming to tell us that lemaise, I have news for you. That even though theoretically, als the refuah of kiloya, all liquids could theoretically be used to dissolve the kiloya, but lemaise, none of the liquids are used. Because since there's a side effect of the hampering in sight from all other liquids, because they leave over a coating on the eye, so the only liquid which is used for a kiloyer is lemaisa water. So lemaisa, so again, so water, legabi kila, is equivalent to dvash, legabi kosis. This is the ideal mashke for the refuah, and therefore it is that the shchiche. So if it is shchiche, so we go lechumra. There's a very interesting Rabbeinu Hananel, that he has Goran under a pshat in the Teretz of Rove. Goran interessant pshat. And then we will see Taisus and Afmem Zayin and Medalev. Let us first see the Rabbeinu Hananel. Rove Oma, afilu teimem mayim, shebishar mekoimes, shiyurin kidei loshuv behenes akilo. Why? Kide Shmuel. The Omar Shmuel, kulu shakyaini malu visadi. All liquids, all drinks help, they quench your thirst. Visadi, and they're nutritious also. They, after you drink it, you feel a little full. It fills you up. Barbin maya, demalu, it's good for your thirst, of a vigardi. It's not sadi, it does not bring satisfaction. It brings fakelt. Maybe now that you're not thirsty, now you have a greater appetite. V'chein teiref advorim. She'ein ha-mayim soyadim kimine machol. Mayim is not soyad. Ele iker she'siyosoi ke'ein refuahi. Lefiker she'yurim ki refuah. Amu'uyim di kipshat et Rabbeinu Hananel says. Rabbeinu Hananel says that mayim is not a liquid. And it's not a drink. Mayim is a refuah. Mayim does not give any nutrition whatsoever. Mayim is a refuah. This is very interesting. The Mechaber in Simon Peites says, Hatzomei v'haroi v'chlal achoyle. That's what one is permitted to drink, or if one is hungry, he's allowed to eat before davening. So the Rambam says that a tzomei is considered a choyle. Why does one drink water? Fakert, the Mishnah in Brocha says, Hashoise mayin litzimoy. One makes a shahakal only if he's thirsty. If he's not thirsty, you don't make a shahakal on the water. So fakert, and if the Rambam says that tzomei is a choyli. Something's missing. He's missing liquid. He's a choyli. So water quenches his thirst. So water is merapi, the choyli of thirst. So Memeil, according to Ben Hananel, the Gemara said, Amishuna de Kipshat. There's no tushi mushim of mayim. Mayim is only used l'refuah. There are different refuahs. If a person is thirsty, he drinks water. If a person has eye problems, he dissolves the killer in his eyes. But there's only one shimush of mayim, refuah. One shimush of refuah. So Memeil, so you go, but l'chumre, these are not tushi mushim. Amoyre de Kipshat. Of the Rabbeinu Hananel. Now let us see for 1 minute Taisvis Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. And when we learned the Taisvis, we zicher did not appreciate what Taisvis was speaking about because we did not learn our Gemara. Taisvis and Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph the bottom Taisvis Beglile Shanu. So Taisvis says as follows. Let us start. We don't have to learn the whole Taisvis. You just have to learn Anegei Alonu. Rashi said in Golil, remember, Rashi's in Golil, they were very poor. They only used water for the killer, because they would not use anything else for the killer, because yain, they would use an ounce of wine, they put it away for a better purpose, not for killer. Now let us look at the end of the second line, when the line starts getting wide. So Taisa says like this, V'yayin hoyo motzi lahem harbe. Taisa says, Pungfakel, in the Golil there was an abundance of wine. Kidomar ba moitzi yayin, agemor. Had the Taisis lam shatn agemor. Gabi mayim kidei loshiv behemes akila. Vekomar beglila shonu. The refuis mayim shchiach tfei mishtiye. Shehoyo lehen roiv yayin. Boy yeshoisen akil yayin. Taisis is a different shot in the ganze gemor. They said they didn't drink water. Who drank water? If you can drink grape juice and wine, why do you have to drink water? It's a shot. So Memele, or in the Golil, they only drank wine. So what was water used for? Water was useful for killer. They didn't drink water. That's how Taisvis learns pshat. So according to Taisvis Be'emithin, if we assume this pshat, Taisvis, the Masinga Meir the Kizach, that in the usage of water, the water was more used in the pharmacies than in the houses. In the houses, water was only used for medical purposes. It was not used for drinking purposes. For drinking, they used wine. So a mele is refuah shchicha, shisiya loy shchicha. That's how Taisis loim shad. Let's look on the side, the Taisis Yishonim. Rabbeinu Meir Perish, ki miroiv shtiyas yayim, hoyo lehem chachlili einayim, ushchichi refuis mayim tuve. Another pshat. That the refuis very shriach. Since they were alcoholics, all of them needed refuis on the eyes. Chachlili einayim eyoin, the eyes were red from the wine. So every person needed refuis for his eyes. So refu also shchichi. So Memele, it balanced out. There was a tremendous demand for Kila. That's how Taisus learned Pshat. Lefika chayse refuas mayim shriche. Just 1 second. Rashi pirish nami ba'amayitzi. Now Taisus brings down Rashi Pshat. Shemachmas ani yusa oya oisin refuah minamayim. Since they were poor, they only used mayim for refuah. They wouldn't use yayin for refuah. So Taisus does not like Rashi's pshat. The kimish loyoyem yayin leshipos akila imkain shchiches shtiyas mayim tuve. So the Maram explains Taisus kasha. The Taisus means that Taisus did not understand Rashi. If they were very poor, so the Zicha drank a lot of water. If they drank a lot of water, so it comes out that Mayim was still more shriach in drinking than in refuah. So what did you accomplish? That's Taisvis Kash and Rashi. Taisvis did not want to learn this lumdus we said, that you don't look more, but in refuah this is anika. Taisvis did not look at that. Taisvis says you take everything in consideration, and if more Mayim is drunk than is used for medical purposes, so lemaisis kesolch shtiye is shriche. The Magine Shloim explains Rashi the way he explained it, and he asks Akasha and Taisus, how did Taisus learn pshat by dvash? What's that dvash refuas a shriche? It's not enough pshat refuas a shriche that the same amount of dvash that was used was shtiye was used for refuah. It's not enough. We see in dvash we see that Taisus pshat is, that Rashi's pshat is right. But since in the refuah it is the liquid that is used, that's also called shriche. So that's Emerson is Akasha and Taisvis. The Sfas Emes asks Akasha and Taisvis from our Gemara, what is pshat, he blies by a tzorichi in Godel, what is pshat in Shmuel? Shmuel said, kol shak yainu masu metalali, Levami maya de masa v'loy metalli. They forget that they used water. They used water because it doesn't leave over a film. Noch alle meises. It's sicher de shtie is still more shriach than the refuah. Unless we'll say that Tosfos learned like the Rabbeinu Chananel. Zog de Gemara weiter. V'shar kol hamashkin b'revias. The Mishnah says all other mashkin. We mentioned cholov, tvash, shemen, yayin, mayim. V'shar kol hamashkin, all other mashkin. There the shir is b'revias. Tana rabot. Dam. V'chol mine mashkin b'revis. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo oimer, dam kidei likhel bi'ayin achas. The amount of dam that one can dab over one eye, shekein koichlin lebarkis. We'll see soon exactly what barkis is. Barkis is a certain sickness in the eye, and you take a certain dam, and you dab that on the eye, and it does wonders. So the ma'ase, so dam, the shir haitzo, is not a revis, the shir haitzo is likhel b'yayin achas. Umayninu, which dam is this? Domo the tarnegoilis boro. This is a wild type of a chicken. So memela, the dam of this chicken is a refua beduke for balki. Rab Shimon Gamliel Oimer Dam Kedei Likhel Boy Ayin Achas Shekein Koichlin Liroit. Liroit is another type of eye disease. O Mainiu, on which dam is good for this eye disease? Domo de Krushtine. This is the blood of a bat. The Simonech. Now, if you want to remember which dam is good for which machle, you should, I'll tell you a simon. Gavo le gavo, boro le boro. The animal that finds itself in the city between people, that is the bat, that is good for this yiroid, which was a sickness, which was not a superficial sickness, it was deep in the eye. It was also the toicha eye. The other sickness, balkis, was something which protruded from the eye. So it was a boro, the machla was a not an internal sickness. It was a superficial, it was an external sickness of the eye. So memela that you use the dam of a tarnegol boro. Tarnegolus boro. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Sheken koichlin lebarkis mailo. This is a type of a speck. Outer speck on the eye, sheboiletes ba'ayin. It protrudes from the eye. Umayniyu, mi'eze dam koich lenoisoi. So that's the Gemara Taragoilis Bora. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, liroit, tavlo. Tavlo, Rashi learns something, it's a white disease that breaks through the iris of the eye. But the sefteri isi lechurais. Vehein tipois dakois shaloivin. This white spot, anaylodes be'ayin, which anaylod in the ayin, kedisnam be'pcheires kabimumin. Dome de krushtina talev shekeiren talfo. That's good for that sickness. So now I'll tell you a simon. Gava, krushtina motzi b'seicha yishuv shuli yeroit shu shekeia b'seicha ayin. This is an internal sickness of the eye. It's deep in the eye. Lebora dome tanagoylis bora lebalkis shehi boilete. So we had over here a three-way machloikis, what the shear of dam is. The Chachamim hold it's a revis. Rav Shimon ben Elozo holds dam kedei likhel b'ayin achas. And Rav Shimon ben Elozo hold dam likhel b'ayin achas. If the Oilan will recall, we learned Rashi daf ayin zayin amid beis on the third line. When it said, Kiler, Kidei Loshev Boyenayim, so Rashi says, Kidei Loshev, the third line of Rashi, Kidei Loshev Bamayim Lishnei Einayim. Rashi said, the Shir Kiler is for two eyes. The Meiri asks on Rashi, why do you need for two eyes? He would say, for one eye. And so he says, for one eye, Taker. You don't have to put in both eyes. If one eye is infected, you don't have to put it in both eyes.
So lochayre, from this Gemara, lochayre, we have a raya to the Meiri. And you can go on one eye. Here the Gemara says, by dam, the shir is likhel ba'ayin achas. So Bemison, the Chaydish Ovev asks the Kasha. So the Chaydish Ovev wants to say, could be Rashi held, that we'll have later this Svara, we had before also this Svara, to make this killer, it does not pay to go through all the bother for one eye. When you make it already for two eyes. This dam, there's nothing to make. The dam comes automatically. So Mamela, so the dam, so the shear of one eye is sufficient to be mighty. That's one of the terutzim the Chaydish Aviv says. Zog the Gemara weiter. Aber, let us see Taisvis first. She can keichel li yoroid. Ein nire li reforisht ein a tavlo, the betesefta tani bach mil se gufe, she keichel li chayreis. Li chayre. The bachayre is chashiv tavlo, bachayre, alma tavlo, lav hain a chayre. It is two different machlas, two different diseases. Dam v'chol mine mashkin b'revias b'tesefta gor is not kol mine mashkin, shal mine mashkin. Chaynire, the kol mine mashkin ain't b'revias. It's not true. That's not that is an untrue statement. The yayin, the shemen, the dvash, the mayim, the yuron, the snabe masnisim. The shir is not b'revias. So Melos HaTaisva says, so it would be better to goyrish shal mine mashkin. Let us go further in the barais. That what we said that Shah Mine Mashkin is Berevius, Bemoitzi. That is Dafka if a person is Moitzi then. Avo Bematzniya, if a person put it away, Kol Shulchayev, then you don't need a Revius. Rab Shimon Oimer Bamed Vorim Amurim Bematzniya. Fakert, the Shiurim are Bematzniya, that's Rab Shimon in the Mishnah. Aber b'moitzi ein echayiv ele b'revies. If it wasn't matzniya, the shir is revies. U'moidim chachomim, the Muslim to explain this one. Rab Shimon, b'moitzi shayfchim l'shus harabim sheshiyuran b'revies. By shayfchim, water that's musrach, water that has a bad odor, so there the shir is b'revies. On Amma, now the Gemara is going to explain this chelik of the barayis. Bamed vorm amurim bemoitzi. By moitzi, the shir is revis. Avo bematznia kolshu. So the loshen of the baraisa is shreklich shver. What's that? Avo bematznia. The loshen would seem, you're making a difference between the person who takes it out or a person who's matznia. And he doesn't take it out. So the Gemara says, otu matznia lav moitzi hu. The both moitzi. Say, bamaitzi shalaitznia. Don't make a difference between moitzi and matzniya. Otu matzniya lav moitzihu, omar abaye, oche b'mayaskinon b'talmud. We're speaking about a student. This is not a Talmud of a Rebbe in Teire. Rashi says it is an apprentice that is learning by his Rebbe. He's learning a trade. He's learning carpentry. So Memela was speaking about a Talmud. His rabbi told him, clear up the place. Something that is a chshivis for everyone, yechayiv. Is the shir chshivis, yechayiv. Something that is not chashiv for everyone. But his rebbe, is yomatzniya this thing? Michayev ilave, so then he's chayev on it, the Talmud. Viloi, loi mechayev. Now this is a little complicated Gemara, and we have here machlokes harishayim. Let us see now Rashi. Ba'amed dvar mamur, debinin shiyura, b'moitzi l'shu sarab. That is dafke, b'in shiyur b'moitzi l'shu sarab. If he's moitzi, avu hamatzniya, b'itzi yoi. Chayev b'cholshu. The common porich, otta matzniya lav moitzi yu. Why are you making a difference between matzniya and a moitzi? Rab Shimon oime b'amed v'om amud b'chayev b'shiyu rezute ki hai b'matzniya. When you chayev less than a revius, if he was matzniya, b'shir hazeh b'choz of eitziya, the shirum of the Mishnah. Avo b'moitzi, odam shaloi yitzniya v'eitziya, ein echayev elo b'revius. Now that he had a third case in the Baraisa, b'moitzi shayifchem, odom shalei yitzim ein achayiv elu b'rabiz. The botzer mehochi loichozul kedol kamo legabotit. less than a revius is not roi to make tit out of it. Now let's go to the Gemara's kasha. Otu matzniya lav moitziyu. Halayin mischai v'idei atzor. So why did the Baraisa differentiate between matzniya and moitzi? Amar Abaye oche betalmit. We're speaking about an apprentice. Kegoin shuli denagri. She'oyim eloi rabbi leich ufnei li mokim. The Rebbe told them, clear up, take out the thing. Something that is choshev for everybody is chayva. For gav lo yatsni rabbi litzol choy, but it's a chshiv. So it's chayv. Over shein choshev lakel and the rabbi yatsni vohi kama. A medvar mamun de binishiyur the choshev b'moitzi that has to be choshev by the moitzi klima. But over shein lecholaylech boy ella achat say also shall say you look at the moitzi alone. That's dafke, if there was no hatzno, so then it depends on the moitzi. Did he take out a dover choshev? Yes or no? Avol b'matzniya, no, v'shesh l'olech ha'cha marshov v'shol matzniya, but if something was put away, keep going, ha'matzniya kolshu, chayiv ze ha'moitzi yoi. So if one person's a matzniya, so anyone who's moitzi is chayiv. V'rab shimim ben alozor omro, this halach in the Baraisa is going to Rab Shimon ben Arozo, but also the time that we learned in Seif Perek Klal Godel, Dama Bepilkin Delel, the Bedovo She'ein Matzniyin Kamoyu, something that no one is Matzniyin such a shir. The Murshel Ozev Itzniyo, and one person was Matzniyin, Nischayiv Zev Machshav Teshol Zev. So whoever takes it out is Chayiv. Who had in the motzah look me for matzniya gufe? I could say that the matzniya alone took it out. Ulamei mahochi b'medvah mamur b'moitzi b'dovah shlei hutzna. Bein loch leilach b'y echar achar hatzoyosli shol ze. Avam hoi yeze matzniya dovah ze mitchila v'choza v'yitziye chayi. I really didn't have to go into a blot and say that someone else took out the thing that he was matzniya. Elo mishum di mishamina leidoman ischayiv ze machshove shol ze. But since I know Rav Shimon and Melozer holds that if Reuven was Matzniya and Shimon took it out, so Shimon is Chayiv, Uk mi abai afilu ba'achin sh'ayitziyoy, v'chosh k'ni mitziyehu atzmoy. Avad givis, if he himself took it out, he'll also be Chayiv. Let us see Tosfos. Now Tosfos has a lot of kashas on Rashi. Otu Matzniya lav moitziyu, perish bekuntris, davi motzi lameima hochi b'mayeskinen sheitzniyoi that the matzniya took it out vaitziyoi el denechel elishnuyei b'sheloi yitziyai matzniya atzmoi. The Gemara wants to say even though a fremder took it out mishum da osi ke Rab Shimon ben Elozer, because this barais is going according to Rab Shimon ben Elozer. Vekoshe frektoisves de minolon da osi ke Rab Shimon ben Elozer. Adarabe, Rab Shimon Gamliel Osiye, the Mayri Lipsoif. Taisa says, let's look at the Barais. The Barais starts off like this. Dam v'chomini mashkin b'revis. That's going according to the Chomin. Rab Shimon Elozer says, Dam t'elikho b'ayin shkei koichlo lebrokis. That's Rab Shimon Elozer. Rab Shimon Gamliel says, Dam k'elikho b'ayach shkei koichlo liyare. Now later, Gmos says, B'med v'amun b'moitzi av matzniya kolshu. So who is the machab of this Allah? Mestavis of Rab Shimon Gamliel. Rab Shimon Megamliel does not hold that a fremde is chayiv if someone else was matzniya. So pashtis, this should be going according to Rab Shimon Gamliel, not according to Rab Shimon ben Elozer. How did the Gemara know this is going according to Rab Shimon Elozer? Vekoshe de minolon dosi Rab Shimon Elozer, ader rabbe, Rab Shimon Gamliel osi, de mayre lipsoit. V'oit, another kashe, which is a mayre dike kashe. Why does the Gemara have to say such an interesting case? There's a Talmud that the Rebbe told him take it out. I feel all them ba'al manami. According to Rav Shimon Elozer, whoever took it out is chayiv, since he was matzniya this article. V'doichik loymed loy machayiv Rav Shimon b'machshavtei shel ze'elo Talmud b'machshavtei shel Rabbi. Rav Shimon ben Elozer said stamazoy that everyone is chayiv b'machshavtei shel ze. So therefore, Tosfos does not appreciate Rashi's pshat. Lekach nire. Therefore, Tosfos says as follows: the hachi pirushe, otu matzniya lav moitziyu. Isn't a matzniya also a moitzi? The midloik toni aval hamatzniya b'cholshu. He says, Poshet, if you were talking about that the matzniya took it out, it should say hamatzniya. The one who hid it took it out. Dava mashmid hamatzniya hu amoitzi ki the daiklel. Eine chayiv ela hamatzniyoi. The one who hid it, he took it out. Masnisen, the like of Shimon Loza. Elokitoni bimatznia. So the lashon of the Braisa by Stois, that if this thing was put away, everyone is chayiv. Mashma fila acharitznia chayiv hamoitzi. Lachi koshele, how could this be? Oto matznia lav moitziu. The matznia, he wasn't a moitzi. How could someone else be chayiv? And the atzno of the matznia. Doshum tanaloy mechayiv elim kenitziyem etzniya el Rav Shimon ben Elozo levadoi masnisin dechlal godet matzniya deloy kevosa. So the meilas of the Gemara asks the kasha. So what is takib shan the beraisa? This beraisa doesn't go with Rav Shimon ben Elozo. He's a das yochid. But leidach gisa the beraisa seems to hold that if Reuven was matzniya and Shimon took it out, Shimon is chayiv. How does this make sense? Umeshani v'talmid she'om aloi rabboi v'chiyagav nekulal memoide she'talmid oisa ha'kel lidas rabboi. Now, what this means exactly is very difficult to understand. There are three mahalchim in Rishonim. What does Tosfos mean? That the Talmud does al das rabboi. The Meiri, it would seem, the Meiri sounds the best like the Lashon of Tosfos. The Meiri says as follows. B'talmid shehu nigra achel das rabbi. That means he's subject to what the Rebbe holds. U'machshiva b'datoi b'hatznoas rabbi. That means if the Rebbe held that this is important and worthwhile to be matzniya, I agree with the Rebbe. So we're speaking about a Rebbe, a Talmud, who agrees with what the Rebbe does. So Memele, so if the Rebbe was matzniya this thing, so this thing is a chshivis to the Talmud also, because the Talmud is completely brainwashed by the Rebbe. If it's choshiv to the Rebbe, it's choshiv to me. So Memele, that is the chiddush, that even though we disagree with Rav Shimon ben Elozer, that's Tavke, if Reuven was matzniya something and Shimon was maitziya. Shimon does not have the chashivison of Reuven. Masha Enkein, a Talmud is nigrar achar das rabbi. That is how the Meiri says pshat. The Ramban says pshat, it's speaking about ba'odom shedaitoi tluye ba'acherim. He's dependent on others. Ve'enoi meitziyoi lefishu choshuv be'eino elisha'isa mama rabbeisa. This is a person who's like a robot. He doesn't do what is important in his eyes. He does what he is told to do. So according to Ramban, Dachsmir Pshad is like this, that the Talmud of the Rebbe is considered like a yada richta of the Rebbe. So if by the Rebbe it is choshuv, and he is doing what the Rebbe told him, so it's considered like the Rebbe is doing it. No, it's doing it through him. So since it is considered she'oise maima rabbeiso, even though it's not called maitziel if yishu choshev beina punfakelt on the Meiri, but it's considered that keilu the Rebbe is doing it through him, and by the Rebbe it is choshev. So memeile, so it's considered like he was maitzi adova choshev. The Ritva says a third pshat. The kivin the mishubit loy mahani machshavtei shel balabayis lehischayiv latalmid. The Ritva seems to say a third pshat. That means that the decision of the balabos is chal on all those who are subordinate to him. So memele, since the balabos is machshiv this article, so memele is achshivis afilu legabi the talmid.